打开彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2。
我们从十一节读到十七节。
Starting from verse 11 to 17。
彼得前书。
First Peter。
第二章十一到第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 11 to 17。
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，那叫那毁谤你们作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰。因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒，总要做神的仆人。务要尊敬众人，亲爱教中的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。
Verse 11. Beloved, I beg you as sojourner and pilgrims, abstain from fleshly lusts which war against the soul, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good work, which they observe, glorify God in the days of visitation.Therefore, submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether to the king as supreme or to the governors as to those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and the praise of those who do good. For this is the will of God, that by doing good you may put to silence the ignorance of the foolish man, as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bondservants of God, honor all people, love the brotherhood,Fear God, honor the King.
这一次我们愿意继续在跟从主的学习上跟大家有一点的劝勉。
And this time we still would like to encourage some brothers and sisters on the matter of following the Lord.
记得三月来跟弟兄姊妹交通到跟从主做门徒的学习。
I remember that in March I spoke to you on the lessons on the discipleship.
当我们讲到门徒这个字的时候
When we speak of the word disciple
我们发现里面有一个意思是要我们去学
discovered that there's a meaning in there to learn
叫我们去学习去认识主
And to learn to know the Lord
门徒当你看这个词的时候你发现里面还有一个意思
When you look at disciple you realize there's another meaning
不单只是学
Not just to learn
里面有个意思就是把你所学的付诸于实行
but put to practice what you've learned
我相信这是门徒啊，这两个字里面我们可以捉摸到的意思
and this is the two meanings that we can get out of the word disciple
但是你提到门徒这个字你可能马上还想到一个字
as soon as we mention disciple probably you realize another word
如果有门徒的话那就一定要有夫子
If there's a disciple, there must be a master, a teacher.
那你就说哦，我们的夫子是谁呢
？And you'd say, who is our master?
当我们知道是我们的主耶稣。
And we of course know that he's Jesus.
那你说这个夫子，我们的主是教哪门课的
？And you say, what class does he teach?
啊，他是教科学、文学。哲学
science,
神学
literature, science,
theology. 我们说好像都不是
none of the above.
我们主所教的这门课的题目叫做主自己
The course that he's teaching is called himself.
Him himself. 弟兄姊妹，这样我们就抓到了。我们跟从主做门徒里面的意思了。
And then we have captured the meaning of following the Lord.
就是我们来学习。
That we're here to learn.
我们要认识我们的夫子。
To know our master.
好，而且不单只学，还要把所学的 付之于实行。
Not just to learn, but to practice what we've learned.
那我们学什么呢？哪门课呢？
So what are we learning?
这门课叫做主自己。
That course is called Him Himself.
所以我们跟从主做门徒的。
So those of us who follow the Lord.
就是把我们所学到的主自己来活出来。
Is to live out what we've learned about Himself.
弟兄姊妹，这个可以总结我在三月的时候跟大家讲的。
That could summarize what I've spoke to you in March.
当然这个过程的里面，我们要为跟从主的缘故，我们要有一些的放下的东西。
Through this process, for the sake of following the Lord, we need to lay down something.
我们要跟从主，如果你真是要跟上去的话，你一定要 fully committed, 你要完全的委身。
If you really want to follow the Lord, you have to be fully committed.
不然的话，你一事无成的。
Unless you can't do anything.
但我们知道跟从主有条件。
We know that there are requirements to follow the Lord.
除了要有摆上、有舍弃、委身之外。
Other than obedience, commitment.
主还告诉我们说，你们要舍弃。
And the Lord
背十字架来跟从主。
The Lord also said that you need to deny yourself and carry up your cross.
那这一次我们继续从彼得后书来看跟从主的人的时候。
We this time looking at First Peter to follow the Lord.
我们看到我们这群跟从主的人，我们得到这个完备的救恩。
We see that for those of us who follow the Lord, we receive this complete salvation.
那今天我们所要在主面前要学的是什么呢？
So when we need to learn before the Lord today,
我们的灵得救，这已经是一个过去的事实。
Our spirit is saved. That is a truth in the past.
我们的体将来要得赎，这也是前面主的应许，一个近时的事情。
Our body will be redeemed. That is a future truth that will come.
今天这个过程的里面，
but in this process today,
我们一直要学的一个功课，就是让耶稣基督的救恩进入我们的魂。
And that we need to learn that for the salvation of Jesus Christ to enter into our soul.
让我们的主他来整个的拥有、占领、霸占我们整个的人。
That the Lord can own to capture to take hold of our whole life.
因为我们这个己，我们这个堕落的己，霸占了我们的魂太多的日子。
Because the fallen self has taken ourselves for too long.
所以我们，当我们这样让耶稣基督的救恩整个充满在我们的人的里面的时候，
and when we let the salvation of Jesus Christ fill our person,
弟兄姊妹，我们就可以过得胜的生活。
And we can live a life of overcoming.
我们可以就被改变。
We can be changed.
我们就能够像主啊，
弟兄姊妹。We can be like the Lord.
这是做门徒的一个最基本的要求，就是我们把所学的实行出来呀。
This is the basic requirement of discipleship, that is to practice what we've learned.
哎，活出来呀。
And to live it out.
主拯救我们，
the Lord saved us,
他要用我们，
and he wants to use us.
我们要做君尊的祭司，圣洁的国度是他的使命。
We are royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own people.
他还要叫我们去宣扬那招我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
He also calls us to proclaim the praises of him who called us out of darkness into his wonderful light.
所以我们晚上要讲的就是我们怎么样透过实际的生活来实行出来。
So tonight we want to say how can we practice it in real life.
是讲到跟从主的人的生活。
It speaks of the life ofthe followers of Christ.
如果我们要真正做一个跟从主的人，
if we truly are to be someone to follow the Lord,
如果我们真正要能为成为他的见证人，
and if we want to be his witness,
我们这一次在西岸聚会一直讲到恢复耶稣基督的见证。
In WCCC, we kept talking about recovering the testimony.
这是今天神所要的。
And this is what the Lord wants.
这也是我们唱这首诗歌所唱的。
And this is what our hymn sings.
神期待要得着一些的人，他能够与我们同住。
God longed to have some people that he can dwell with.
他要住在我们的心里面。
He wants to dwell in our hearts.
他不但要住在我们的心里面。
Not only in our hearts.
他要 tabernacle 在 他的帐幕要支搭在人间。
And his tabernacle is among us.
Tabernacle 这个字在约翰福音里面道成肉身就是这个字。
In the Gospel of John, the word became flesh is the word tabernacle.
他要显在这个地上。
And he wants to be revealed on earth.
他要显在我们中间。
And revealed among us.
神要得着的不单只是一个一个的人。
And God is not just to obtain individuals.
基督要得着一个身体。
And Christ is to obtain a body.
那个身体就是他的帐幕。
That body is his tabernacle.
里面所充满的，帐幕里面所充满的每一个器皿，每一件事情都是耶稣基督。
What fills the temple, every vessel, every item is Jesus Christ.
今天神的见证，神的 tabernacle 在我们的当中。
Today, the tabernacle of God is amongst us.
他要恢复他的见证在地上。
He wants to recover his testimony on earth.
他要借着你，借着我。
Through you, through me.
借着我们在一起，这个团体的人。
Through us together, corporately.
叫我们的心向着他，向着见证。
So that our heart would be leaned toward him for the testimony.
叫我们不单只是一个蒙恩得救的人。
Not that we're just someone who is saved.
让我们是一个见证人。
But we can also be someone who is a witness.
让他能充满在我们的里面，又能从我们里面活出来的。
So that he can fill us and he can live out of us.
所以当我们讲到跟从主的人的生活的时候，
So when we speak the life of a follower,
我们进到第二章末了的这一段。
We enter into the end part of chapter 2.
我们看到第二章从十一节到十七节这一段。
So from verse 11 to 17.
好像就是把后面这三章从二章十八节从教导做仆人那里开始，把一些总结基本的原则在这里向我们点了出来。
And it seems to point out what's to come at the end of the chapter 2, chapter 3 and 4. And it's almost the summary. So don't be afraid that I can't finish. As long as I finish this section, it's fine. So I'm fleeing you tomorrow morning.
So I'll
leave that to Brother Sunshine.
其实我交给他是理所当然的。
It's reasonable for me to leave it to him.
因为我为什么这么快要跑啊？
Why do I leave so soon?
与他有关啊。
It has to do with him.
因为我前两个月收到一个电话。
I received a phone call 2 months ago.
就是在长岛那边的教会啊。
In Long Island, the assembly there.
他说你八月要来救命啊。
You have to come and save us in August.
他说我们老早就请好了伯弟兄来啊。
We've a long time arranged for Brother Board to come.
但他现在打电话他不来吧。
But he called, he's not coming anymore.
他说他八月八号女儿告诉他要结婚的。
His daughter told that August the 8th, she'll be married.
哎呀，所以感谢主，靠着主的恩典了，伯弟兄做这个 back up， 我也其实也是 back up， 是他的 back up。
So Brother Bor is the backup here for John Ingalls, and I'm the backup for Brother Bor.
哎，所以呢，我今天讲完马上就要跑掉。
So as soon as I finish today, I will leave.
所以伯弟兄明天要多讲一点。
So Brother Bor will speak more tomorrow.
但是我们感谢主啊。
But we thank our Lord.
我们能够有一起的配搭的机会。
We have this opportunity to work together.
所以没有一件事是偶然发生。
There's not one thing that just happens out of a coincidence.
或者我再多讲两句啊。
I'll go more on this.
我今年老早就跟弟兄姊妹宣布，我说我们七月有西岸聚会，八月我整个月在家看家不出门。
I've said to my brothers and sisters long ago, and in July we have WCCC, in August I will stay at home and guard the house.
因为我这个人呢，现在出门比较多呢，所以就要 redeem myself 啊，就是跟弟兄姊妹说啊，我不出门，乖乖在家看家。
Because I've been traveling quite a bit lately, and I need to redeem myself, so I need to be stayed at home.
但是很多时候啊，我们不要随便讲话。
But often let us not speak freely.
特别当我们讲到彼得前书，我们讲到第二章，刚才我们读过的一句 话非常的重要。
Especially in First Peter chapter 2, is one sentence very important.
第十六节说，你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒啊！但我不是恶毒啊，但是总要做神的仆人。
Verse 16 it says, as free, yet not using liberty as a cloak for vice, but as bond servants of God.
今天很多时候我们有自己的计划。
Many times we have our plans.
我们的计划可能是很好的。
Our plans may be good.
我这个人呢，大家说是没有什么上进心的。
Some say that I don't have the heart to grow.
Ambition.所以呢，就是我们在一个小小的聚会里面，平平安安，天下太平，我就很感谢主啊。
So I'll be very thankful if we're in a small assembly, very quiet, very peaceful.
啊，那我也是觉得，我们以前已经告诉我，你不要借这么多钱，赶紧把你的 mortgage 通通 pay off。
And someone told me, don't borrow so much money and pay off your mortgage soon.
也不要投资这个，不要投资那个。
Don't invest in that or this.
啊，所以我也很听他的话。
So I listened to that person.
所以我就觉得我就可以安安乐乐的过我一下的一生就好。
So I realized I could spend the rest of my life in peace.
还有没有什么大致聚会呢？啊，有几个我们好好的在这里聚会，有几个年轻的弟兄啊能够跟上来，那我们就很好啊。
If we have a good meeting, a few young brothers can follow up, then we're really good.
但是很奇妙，主就叫有一些我最看重的弟兄啊，就把他给带跑了。
But some brothers that I like the most, and the Lord led them away.
而且还是我要送他走的。
And I have to send them away myself.
哎呀，这个讲起故事来还要怪怪江弟兄。
Speak of this, I have to blame Brother Kong.
因为我们那边有一个很好的弟兄嘛，所以我那个时候去哪里都没有问题，因为他可以看家的。
Back then, wherever I go is not a problem because I have this brother stay at home.
他从来不 take vacation.
He never takes vacation.
也不出差。
He never goes on travel.
每个礼拜他开35英里的路程来教会聚会三次。
He drives 35 miles to the church every week to meet 3 times.
他忠心的到中一定坐在那里，一定是看门关门啊，我就很放心。
He's very loyal. He opens the door. He closes the door. I'm very trust him.
哎呀，但是有一天呢，他们说他们有负担，在南边开始有见证。
But sometimes they said they have a burden to start a meeting in South
Bay.
South Bay.
那我说你们祷告啊，祷告清楚再去啊。
I said you pray. When you pray clearly, then you can go.
看看主的带领。
You see how the Lord leads you.
这个弟兄很爱我。
And the brother loved me much.
他看出来我没有放他走。
And he realized that I don't want to let him go.
我没有说叫他不走，因为我不能讲不属灵的话。
I can't say such unspiritual word like I can't let you go.
那有一天江弟兄跟我们一起交通。
And when one day Brother Kong fellowship with us,
他就了解我们这个情况。
And he came to understand of our situation.
他就对我说。
And he said to me,
你要鼓励他们走。
And you need to encourage them to leave.
结果我这个话鼓励了一半，他们就跑掉了。
Halfway through my encouragement, they left.
啊，说自从他走以后，我就没有好日子过。
And as soon as he left, I have no longer peaceful days.
啊，所以很多时候。我们今天在神的家里面，我们做神的仆人。
So many days we're servant of God in the household of God.
你不要随便讲什么话啊。
Don't just say things.
我说我八月不出门，我现在八月要跑，飞了一次又飞了第二次。
I once said I will not leave in August, but now I have to fly once and then again.
今天很多时候，主在我们身上一直带着我们向前走。
And many times the Lord lead us forward.
我不是鼓励弟兄姊妹有什么属灵的雄心大志。
I don't encourage you to have spiritual ambitions.
但是你不要整天就坐在这里，我不动，我已经安排好了啊，我的 mortgage 也 pay off 了，什么都不管了。
But don't be just like sitting there and saying I don't have anything to worry. My mortgage is all off. I'm fine.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得。我们不是一个自由的人。
We need to remember that we're not a free man.
告诉我们一句话， 说你总要做神的仆人。
So it says here, be always be bond servants of God.
如果你读彼得前书前后书的时候
，If you read the first and second Peter,
我读过有一本书就是讲彼得前后书。
I read a book talking about the two epistles.
啊，这个弟兄他写的书每一卷书。他都用里面的一节圣经做他的题目。
And the brother write this book with a verse from the two books as his title.
彼得前后书这本书读经的这个题目叫做总要做神的仆人。
The title of that book is called The Bond Servants of God.
弟兄姊妹，彼得前后书里面我们看到里面讲盼望，但是里面有一个很重要的信息是讲顺服。
And we see that there's a strong message of hope in this, but it's also a strong message of obedience.
那我们怎么样能够做神的仆人，怎么样顺服下来呢？
So how can we be the bond servant of God? How can we be obedient?
我们首先我们要看到这个全备的救恩。
First of all, we need to see this full salvation.
我们要看到神把神人的位置地位给了我们。
And we need to see that God has given us the eternal position.
那到了这里，他再次提醒我们我们的地位。
Once again here, it reminds us what is our position.
我们真是要把神的见证活出来的话。
If we want to live out the witness, the testimony of God,
我们必须要看到我们是谁。
We must see who we are.
第十一节呢，告诉我们，亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅。是寄居的。
Verse 11 it says, "Beloved, I beg you as sojourners and pilgrims."
弟兄姊妹，如果我们真是要过得胜的生活
，If we want to live the life of overcoming，
如果我们真是要能够把神的见证活出来的话
，If we want to live out the testimony of God，
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们是谁。
Brothers and sisters, we must know who we are.
在第一章一开始的时候。
At the beginning of chapter 1,
他那里已经提醒了我们，我们是谁呀？
It also already reminded us who we are.
第一章一开始的时候，那里就已经告诉了我们。
At the beginning, it tells us who we are.
第二节那里告诉我。
In verse 2,
那里告诉我们第一节那里说，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那分散在本都加拉太加波多加亚西亚比推尼寄居的人。
And in verse 1 it says, Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to the pilgrims of dispersion in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, Bithynia.
那当他要讲到实际的实行的时候
When he's about to talk about the real life practice,
从第二章十一节开始，他再一次强调的说亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅。是寄居的。
And in chapter 2 verse 11 he reminds them once again you are sojourners and pilgrims.
他告诉我们我们的家不在这个地上。
He tells us our home is not here on earth.
而且地上你所有的不是你的产业。
And everything on earth you own is not your inheritance.
你所有的在天上。
What you own is in heaven.
当我们蒙恩得救的人神给我们这个基业是在属天的。
For us, we receive the grace. Our inheritance is heavenly.
而且他告诉我们说，你们是被拣选的族类。
He says that you are a chosen generation.
你们所有的一切都在神那里。
Everything that you own is at God's place.
神在天上。
God is in heaven.
地上的事物跟你没有直接的关系。
The material things on earth has no direct relationship to you.
你也不能长久在地上。
You cannot be here for long.
哥罗西书里面告诉我们说，你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地上的事情。
In Colossians 3 it says, be mindful of things above, not on things below.
弟兄姊妹，刚才我们照相的时候，我们看到很多我们亲爱的年长弟兄坐在前面，弟兄姊妹们。
When we just took the photo, we see our dearly elderly brothers and sisters. They sit in the front row.
再过不多年，我有资格坐在那里。
A few more years, I'll be.
不是 few more， 再过。
Some years later, I'll be there.
你这为什么这么讲？
Why do I say that？
我这次来，我想，我上一次来温哥华参加厦门会。你知不知道是多少年前？
Do you know when was the last time I was here for summer conference?
29年前。
29 years ago.
这是我们结婚以后 第一次坐飞机出门。
That was the first time after I married we flew away.
听说魏建章弟兄在温哥华讲相会 1980年。
And in 1980, we heard that Brother Wei is here for the summer conference.
我们在这里, we had a wonderful time.
We had a wonderful time here.
有一些弟兄姊妹现在还在, 我弟兄当时好像也在。
And some brothers and sisters.
八零年你在不在?
Is Brother Sunshine here then?
我一想, 29年了。
As soon as I count this, I realize it's 29 years.
不需要29年, 我就可以坐在前面了。
I don't need another 29 years to be sit at the front row.
弟兄姊妹, 这些的话提醒我们什么?
What do these words remind us of?
我们在地上一转眼就过去了。Our
life on earth will pass away like a blink of an eye.
很多人都知道我喜欢温哥华。
And some of you know that I like Vancouver.
因为我以前经常讲,我说,就这些弟兄们啊,如果你们不喜欢我,赶我走的话,我就考虑要移民到。
I said to my brothers in San Francisco, if you don't like me and cast me out, I will immigrate to Canada. You see me come here often.
你知道我们这个旧金山的人啊,跟你们温哥华的人一样啊,到了这个地方都不走的。
And you know that people from San Francisco is the same as us here. We came, we don't want to leave.
因为我们这个地方太好了。
Because this place is good.
所以你看到29年前的人现在很多还在这里啊。You
see, many 29 years ago, they're still here.
我在旧金山已经住过38年了。I
lived in San Francisco for 38 years.
弟兄姊妹,但是主叫我们看到,主说你们是谁?
And the Lord asked us, who are you?
他说你们是客旅,是寄居的。And
you're sojourners and pilgrims.
弟兄姊妹,如果我们要活出
If we want to live out the testimony of Jesus Christ, if we want to live a life to follow the Lord, always be His bond servant. First of all, you need to know this, that you are a sojourner and a pilgrim.
不管你在地上多么好的日子,
no matter
就好地方, 你住过38年也好, 好像没这个瘸腿的一样, 38年啊。
No matter how comfortable you are on earth, just like the lame.
但是如果你的心里面没有一个客旅寄居的, 你没有办法活出
But if in your heart you're not a sojourner, a pilgrim, you cannot bring out the testimony of Jesus. First lesson, you need to know who you are. If you know who you are,
you will know how to deal with our lives.
You will know how to deal with the things happening in our life.
第二个要学习的
Secondly
我们都承认我们在地上不能得到安息的
And we all reckon that we cannot have peace when we live on earth
其中有一个原因呢
There's one reason
就是你肉体的私欲啊 叫你一直活在不满足的光景底下
And the lust of the flesh always keeps you in a condition of not being satisfied.
所以第二章第十一节下面说,我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲,这私欲是与魂征战的。
So the second part of verse 11, abstain from fleshly lusts which wars against the soul.
第一章那里讲到魂的救恩。
Chapter 1 it speaks of the salvation of our souls.
And
secondly, chapter 2 it speaks of the war of soul. If we don't see that we need to abstain from fleshly lust which war against the soul, if we don't see that,
弟兄姊妹, 我恐怕你会很容易落在 犯罪的经历里面。
I fear that you would be easily falling onto sin.
因为如果我们一直让这个不满足在我们身上发展的话，
because if we let this unsatisfying desire grow in us continuously,
你知道，很多时候我们不知不觉，我们没有保守我们的心。
Unknowingly, sometimes we don't keep guard of our hearts.
如果说地上有100样的东西能够叫你得满足，你得了99样，你还是不满足的。
If there's 100 things on earth that can satisfy you, if you obtain 99 of them, you're still not satisfied.
然后这个不满足如果在你身上发展的话，
if that unsatisfying grows on you,
很容易，包括弟兄姊妹，他就向着犯罪这一方向越走越深。
Including you, brothers and sisters, you will head toward sin further and further.
如果你活在人的私欲的里面，
if you live in the lust, fleshly lust,
你没有办法得到安息。
You cannot have rest.
如果你以这个地为你的家的话，
if you consider this world as your home,
你在地上能得到什么呢？
What can you get here?
地上的东西都是虚浮的。
Everything here is in vain.
这些东西都是不真实的。
They're not reality.
因为一切能够给震动的都是不真实的。
Because all the things that can be shaken are not real.
你这些不实在的东西怎么能够给你得满足呢？
How can you be satisfied from these unreal things?
但是我们的不满足是从哪里来的？
But where is our unsatisfying coming from?
是从你的魂里面出来的。
It comes from our soul.
所以这些私欲与魂征战。
So these fleshly lusts war against the soul.
然后这些私欲就挑动我们的魂，叫我们不去拣选神。
And then these fleshly lusts cause us to not follow the Lord, to not
choose the Lord. 当我们真正没有让灵，让圣灵在我们的灵里面完全的出来，占有我们整个的魂的时候。
When we do not let the Holy Spirit to come out to take captive of our entire soul,
多少时候？我们就落在私欲的感觉的里面。
How many times we fall under the feeling of fleshly lust?
私欲常常挑动我们，叫我们不要去拣选神。
And it always causes us to not choose God.
叫我们觉得拣选神不够实际啊。
And it causes us to think that choosing God is not real.
对于小孩子来讲啊，
For the kids,
神没有巧克力实际啊。
And God does not have the reality of a chocolate.
对于我们这些年轻的姊妹来讲，好像神没有这个漂亮的衣服实际。
For our young sisters, God doesn't have pretty dresses.
啊，对于这个现在年轻人来讲啊，好像神没有这个 iPhone 那么实际。
For the young people, God doesn't have an iPhone.
啊，那
God doesn't have the
as practical as an iPhone.
Yeah, as practical as an iPhone. 啊，因为这些东西啊，在我们里面啊，觉得很酷啊。
Because these things we have them, we think we're cool.
拣选神，这个私欲就挑动。你现在有什么好处啊？
Choosing God when this feeling is in us, what is the benefit?
除非我们记得我们是客旅，我们是寄居的。
Unless we realize that we're sojourners and pilgrims.
弟兄姊妹，我们是神所拣选的族类，是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属他的子民。
We are God's chosen generation, His royal priesthood, a holy nation, His special people.
弟兄姊妹，多少时候在这里所讲的私欲与灵魂征战，然后我们又活在外邦人当中，很多时候被欺压、被挑动、被影响。
It says that we're living under the fleshly lust and we're living among the Gentiles.
他说：“你们这些拣选神人，就孤孤单单、凄清凉的过一辈子啊。”
He said that you're the chosen one, but you're alone.
弟兄姊妹，神不是叫我们凄凄凉凉、孤孤单单的过一辈子。
God doesn't let us to live our life in pity and in loneliness.
神说：“你们不要忧虑，说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这是外邦人所求的东西。你们所需要的是一些东西，你们天父都知道的。”
And our Lord said that don't worry about what to eat, to drink, to dress, and these things the Gentiles ask, but what you want, the Father knows.
你们所要
What you need to do is to ask for His kingdom and His righteousness, and these things will be added to you.
弟兄姊妹，我们很多时候过在仇敌的欺骗里面，他敲动我们，用着私欲来敲动我们的魂。
Many times we're deceived by the enemy, and he moves our soul.
如果我们先求神的国跟神的义，
and if we ask for His kingdom and His righteousness first,
这些东西 神说我完全负责供应你们。
All these things God have said, I will completely supply you.
你知道神爱我们。
You know that God loves us.
神是用一个为父的心来爱我们。
He loves us as a heart of a father.
因为你看到神说我们是寄居的。
If you see that God tells us we are a sojourner,
我们是客旅,
and we're pilgrims,
从一个角度来讲,
from one angle,
这位天上的父亲,
this Heavenly Father,
他爱我们,
He loves us.
他不但只爱我们,
he loves us.
他更爱我们在地上做寄居的人,
and He loves us better as we are sojourners and pilgrims on earth.
当然我们见证我们到天上,
and of course, when we go to heaven, He loves us.
你想想, 那个父亲的, 是爱大儿子多还是爱小儿子多?
Think about it. Does the father loves the elder son more or the younger son more?
当然我们说他们两个都爱, 神是不偏心的。
Now, of course, we say God is without a
partiality.
But from the point of view of a human,
我们今天在地上, 我们的父亲在天上,
today we're on earth, our father is in heaven.
我们没有在他的跟前, 他是不是更爱我们?
We're not in front of him. Does he love us more?
弟兄姊妹, 我们很多时候, 我们的头脑不清楚啊,
many times we're confused,
给私欲来敲动我们啊,
and when the lust of the flesh,
以为我们就是凄凄凉凉的做基督徒啊,
and thinking that we're just here as a pitiful, alone Christian,
我们忘了我们的地位,
and we forgot our position.
在地上我们是寄居的是客旅,
on earth we're sojourners and pilgrims,
但是我们有一位全能的父神是我们,
but we have an almighty God who is our Father.
And
He does not only take care of us to receive the inheritance of everlasting, but He also takes care of every earthly need.
And
when we come to knowing Him this way,
弟兄姊妹,
in our days we live, we can be a testimony for Him.
下面又提到说你们在外邦人中应当品行端正，就那些毁谤你们是作恶的，因看见你们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
Verse 12, having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works which they observe, glorify God in the days of visitation. And in the afternoon we speak that we are a holy nation. How can we be a testimony when someone says evil things against us? First of all, we need to know who we are. Our hope is not here on earth. We don't want to compare with them. Not that we're inadequate. It's because they're inadequate to us. Because what they have cannot sustain that shaking. But what we've received, what we've received at the beginning of 1 Peter, is the inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, and does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you.
弟兄姊妹, 所以他们这些人,
These people, they say evil things against us.
弟兄姊妹啊,
brothers and sisters, we need to know them.
啊, 或者应该同情他们,
we need to pity them.
啊, 对对对, pity 他们, 因为他们是眼红啊,
because they're jealous.
哎, 弟兄姊妹，如果你看清，如果你看清楚你的地位啊。
If you see your position clearly,
they won't get you. 他们那些的回谤，那些的引诱，那些的话，不会碰到你的。
And all their hurtful words, they won't come to you.
因为你跟他们根本不是一个班次的。
Because you're not in the same class as them.
你所得到的，你所有的，你所是的，是他们。
What you've received, what God has given you, what you are, they cannot obtain.
那我们怎么能够在外邦人当中品行端正？弟兄姊妹，是因为我们生活在主的光里面。
How can we have good conducts in the Gentiles? It's because we live in the Lord.
在主的光的里面。
In the light of the Lord.
生活在主的光的结果。
The result of us living in the light of the Lord.
那黑暗却不接受光。
And darkness does not like light.
这是约翰福音里面讲的。光来到地上。
When light came into the world,
黑暗不接受光。
And darkness rejects light.
他们恨恶光。
They hate light.
所以他们恨我们。
So they
hate us. 回谤我们。是可以理解的啊。
They hate us. They speak against us. We can understand that.
就不同情他们也要可怜他们。
If we don't pity them, we'll pity them.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们这样来看到的时候，
if we see it this way,
我们怎么样活在神的光中？
How do we live in the light of our God?
这几点我想我不用讲了，伯弟兄同学都讲了。
Brother Sunshine spoke on that.
神用自己的话是我们的光。他也是生命的光，对不对？
By His word, He gives us light. He is the light of life.
基督做我们的生命，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
Christ is our life. Life is in Him. That light is the light of man.
圣灵是恩膏的浇灌在我们的里面。
And the Holy Spirit is the anointing living in us.
叫我们能够活在光的里面，弟兄姊妹，我们就真真正正的。能够在外邦人当中做见证。
When we live in the light, we can truly be a testimony for the in the land of Gentiles.
然后叫他们能够看到，就归荣耀给神。
And when they see this, they will glorify God.
所以我们从这里，我们就看到，你首先要看到是主的安排。
And first of all, you need to see the Lord's arrangement.
这事是出于我。
This is of me.
看到你的身份。
And you need to see your position.
就牵涉到我们在地上的生活。
It involves our life on earth.
见证人的操练在日常的生活里面，我们要维持在神的安息与喜乐的底下。
As a witness of our Lord, we need to sustain us in this peace and rest.
不要给世界的东西来抓住你。
And do not be provoked or captured by the things of the world.
还有，就是你要越过人的感觉。
And further, you need to surpassing the feeling of man.
你说我们还是活在肉身的里面。
You say that we still live in our physical body.
人越回谤我们，我们越要去仰望主。
And the more they speak against us, the more we need to look to the Lord.
我们不要以为，哎呀，别人的。讲讲我们这个那个的，我们就受影响，我们就觉得我们很悲观。
When they say something against us, this and that, when we feel sad.
不要因着人对我们的浅踏，觉得自己可怜。
Do not self pity us because someone trampled us.
反而要越过人的感觉，看到主自己。
Surpassing our emotions to see the Lord Himself.
因为神的旨意。原是要你们行善，可以堵住那些糊涂人无知的口。
For the will of the Lord is that you do good, so that it can stop the mouth of the evil ones.
第十三节那里说
，In verse 13,
说你们要为主的缘故，要顺服人一切的制度。
Therefore, for the sake of the Lord, submit to the ordinances.
要顺服人一切的制度。
Submit yourself to every order.
或是在天上的君王，或是在君王所派罚恶赏善的臣长。
Whether to kings, supreme, or governors, those who are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers.
因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂 无知人的口。
So this is the will of God that by doing good you may be put to silence the ignorance of the foolish.
总要做神的仆人。
And you always need to be a bond servant of God.
在这里讲到顺服。
And here it speaks of obedience.
因为每一次当我们讲到仆人的时候
，Every time we say something about servant，
就是讲到顺服。
And we need to mention obedience.
如果我们看到彼得前书后面几章的时候
，And when we read the latter chapter of First Peter，
其实如果我们仔细来读的时候，在前面两章里面也充满了顺服这个字。
And if we carefully read it, even the first two chapters are filled with obedience.
从第一章到第五章。
From chapter 1 to 5,
顺服、顺从、听从，起码讲了十次。
And obey, obedience, and follow it mentioned at least 10 times.
如果我们从一开始的时候我们来看的话，
If we read it from the beginning,
从第一章第二节那里就告诉我们，
From chapter 1 verse 2 it tells us,
说是就是照着父神的先见被拣选，借着圣灵得成圣洁，以致顺服耶稣基督。
Elect according to the foreknowledge of God the Father in sanctification of the Spirit for obedience and sprinkling blood of Jesus Christ.
第一章第十四节，你们既做顺命的儿女，就不要效法从前蒙昧无知时候那放纵的样子。
Chapter 1 verse 14, As obedient children, do not conform yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance.
然后第一章我们继续看下去的话，二十二节
，Chapter 1 verse 22，
那里说，你们既因顺服真理，
in obeying the truth
啊，所以我们一直在这里看下去的话，三章讲到撒拉，二章又讲到顺服人一切的制度，二章十八节又讲到主顺服主人。三章讲到妻子顺服自己的丈夫，我们在这一直一直直到第五章年幼的顺服年长的，有十次讲到顺服。
Now from chapter 2 it talks about obeying the ordinances of man, obeying the master, the wife's obeying the husband, and all the way we go to chapter 5 it mentioned obeying for 14 times.
如果你一直看下去的时候，
If you continue to look,
你就看到从神永远的旨意这样来看。
You see from the eternal purpose of God,
顺服是人在神面前所要学的一个最重要、最基本的功课。
Obedience is one of the most fundamental and most important lesson we need to learn.
我们知道撒旦是成为撒旦，是因为他不顺服。
And Satan became Satan because of disobedience.
人犯罪在创世纪第二章里面是因为他不听神的话，不顺服。
In Genesis 2, man sin is because of disobedience.
我们得救是因为我们什么？是因为我们得救，是因为你们一章二十二节顺服真理。
We are saved is because we've obeyed the truth.
我们信主的时候，什么叫做信？信就是接受，凡接待他的、接受他的，就是信他名的人。
What is obeying? Obeying is receiving. Whoever receives his name.
亚伯拉罕因着信蒙召的时候就遵命出去，他的信也是因为有顺服。
When Abraham believed, he obeyed and he went out.
顺服就是接受神的权柄，按着神的话去行。
Obeying is to recognize God's authority and follow what he said.
得救是因为顺服真理，不单只相信而且有行动的信心，就是接受是父神的话。
Salvation is obeying the truth, not only
不但有，
不但 not only there's truth,
就是接受，不但有信心。
Not only there's faith, there's also receiving.
接受
receiving,
这个才是接受神的话。
And to receive the word of God.
所以我们看到顺服神的安排，顺服神的制度，这个是我们在生命里面要学的功课。
Obeying his arrangement, obeying his ordinance is the lesson we need to learn.
所以我们看到因着一个人的悖逆，罪就进到整个的世界里面来。
We see that because one man's disobedience, sin entered into the world.
但是神的拯救因着末后的亚当一个人的顺服， 我们众人也可以因信得救。
But God's salvation is through the last Adam, one person's obedience, all can be saved.
彼得前书这里讲到信心要经过试验。
And 1 Peter says our faith needs to be tested.
试验什么？怎么试验法？
How do we test that?
就是你顺不顺服。
Is whether or not you're obedient.
从神的救恩上来讲，顺服是属灵学习关键的基本功课。
From God's point of view of salvation, obedience is the very important lesson.
我们在这里一直在这里看到神所做的时候，
And we keep seeing what God has been doing.
所以神一直在提醒我们。
God keeps reminding us.
从第一章第十三节来说，你们要约束你们的心，谨慎自守，专心盼望耶稣基督显现的时候所带给你们的恩，你们既做殉命的儿女。
And 1:13 it says, therefore gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and rest your hopes fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ as obedient children.
就不要效法从前冒昧无知时候放纵肆意的样子。
Not conforming yourselves to the former lusts as in your ignorance.
今天我们生命成长的难处在哪里？
What is the difficulty for our spiritual life to grow?
是你顺从肉体呢，还是顺从圣灵？
The matter is whether you submit or obey to the lust, to lust or to the spirit.
今天我们看到在神的家里面，在神的教会的里面，
We see that in the church of God, in the household of God.
我们为什么这么贫穷？我是属灵的贫穷。
Why are we so poor in spirit?
为什么我们你看到教会的里面啊，人多呀，属灵的 baby 更多。
You see that there are many in the church, but there's even more babes of spiritual babes in the church.
我不是说在那个房间里的属灵 baby， 我说这个房间里的属灵 baby。
I'm not saying that the baby's in that room, but in this room.
Baby 就是那些属肉体的。
And babies are the ones of the lust of the flesh, not grown up yet.
尤其是今天呢。我们在北美啊，
especially today in North America，
啊，个个都好像文绉绉的啊，大家都很斯斯文文的啊，
are we
斑斑有礼的啊，
all of us look so kindly and polite。
哎呀呀呀呀，但是很多时候啊，我们都没有给对付过。
Many times we have not been dealt with。
今年一月份我到洛杉矶去到一个出版社去买呀、啊，或者说是买吧，一些署名的书。
In January, I went to a publisher in Los Angeles to buy books.
那我就看到一个年轻人在那里服侍。
I see that the young person served there.
啊，这个年轻人真是，我觉得非常好。
I feel good about this young person.
这个时代好像看不到这样的人。
This age, it's rare to see that kind of people.
不但是有礼貌，而且很谨慎啊，而且真是有爱心。
Not only polite, but do things diligently, careful, but and also lovely.
然后我看完他，我就去看那个年长的弟兄，就负责出版社。
And I after visit him, I went to the responsible brother for the publisher.
这个年长的弟兄八十几岁了。
And he's over 80 years old.
脸长长的。
He's a long face.
在中国受过很多的苦。
He suffered much in China.
那我就跟他说起，我说你们这个年轻的同工很好。
And I said to them, this young coworker you have is good.
哦，这个老弟兄很同意。
And the elderly brother agrees.
他就用一个形容词来形容这个弟兄，我很久没有听过这样的形容词。
So he described him with an adjective that I haven't heard in a long time.
说这个年轻人呢，很有对付。
And this young person has been dealt with.
你们有没有常常听到这样的话？
You,
我很久没有听了。
Do you hear about this much? I haven't heard this for a long time.
他说这个年轻人是 U Penn 毕业的，哇，这是名校毕业的。
And he graduated
Pennsylvania.
He graduated from a very good school.
然后他现在要学习侍奉神。
And now he's want to learn about serving the Lord.
啊，在这个出版社做一点事情。
So he works a little bit of things in the publisher.
你知道在这些老弟兄手下做事情是不简单的。
And、you know that working under these elderly brothers is not an easy thing.
一板一眼的。
And they're strict.
啊，一点都不酷啊，在那里做。
It's not cool.
啊，但他说这个弟兄 很有对付。
But this brother said this young person has been dealt much.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们的生命，我们多久没有给主对付过？
Today our life, how long has it been the last time that the Lord dealt you?
弟兄姊妹，不是你没有机会被对付，你是不接受对付。
Not that you lack opportunity to be dealt with, but you refuse to be dealt with.
如果你在家里没有人对付你，你在教会里面也有人对付你。
If you're not being dealt at home, someone will do to you in church.
你没有在教会里面，你在公司里面也有人对付你。
If not in church, will be in your workplace.
如果你的姊妹没有对付你，你的孩子也会对付你。
If your wife
不然的话，你的孙子会对付你。
If your wife doesn't deal you with you, your children will or your grandchildren will.
弟兄姊妹，问题是我们肯不肯在神面前被对付？
The problem is whether or not we're willing to be dealt with.
我们有没有甘心顺服在神的跟你面前？
Are we willing to submit to obey?
我们这些从亚当从旧造里面出来的人，
And all of us who were from Adam, from the old creation.
我们要分别出来做寄居做客旅的生活，弟兄姊妹，我们怎么能够在这个地上不被对付呢？
If we want to be set apart for a life of sojourner and pilgrim, how can we not be dealt with?
如果你没有这方面的学习，不是因为你没有环境，而是你逃避，或者你根本不管主在你身上的作为。
If you don't have such an experience, such a dealing, it's because you fled, you ignored the dealing of the Lord.
主在我们身上做个奇妙的工作。
The Lord worked a wondrous work on us.
如果我们看第一章、第二章、第三章每章结束的那个部分，
If we see the ending part of chapter 1, 2, and 3,
你都会发现在那里都说出神的旨意是因着得着一个顺服的人而完成。
You will see that the fulfilling of the God's will is because he obtained someone who is obedient.
当然，这个顺服的人就是他的儿子耶稣基督。
And of course, this person who obeyed is his son, Jesus Christ.
第一章末了的时候，
at the end of chapter 1,
说你们不是第十八节，你们不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血。如同无瑕疵无玷污羔羊之血，基督在创世以前是预先被神知道的，却在这末世才为你们显现，你们也因着他信那叫他从死里复活的，又给他荣耀的神，叫你们的信心和盼望都在乎神。
118Knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. He indeed was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifested in these last times for you, who through him believed in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God.
说你们的得数脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，那是凭着基督的宝血。
You're not redeemed with the corruptible things, but by the blood of the Lamb.
第二十节那里说基督在创世之前是预先被知道的。
And verse 20, Christ was foreordained before the foundation of the world.
这里说那个预先被神知道，其实那个神是加上去的。
There's a mistranslation in Chinese.
所以我们就看到基督他要上十字架。
We see that Christ is to go to the cross.
他受对付。
He was dealt with.
在创世之前他就知道。
Was he knows about that before the foundation of the world.
神知道他也知道。
Not only God knows, he also knew.
就是我们因着他信他叫他从里复活的，我们今天可以得救。
Because of him and we believe in him, we can be saved today.
我们从基督的身上我们看到顺服的学习。
From Christ we see the learning of obedience.
从时间上来讲，
In the point of view of time,
在创世之前基督就知道他要为你我被对付，
舍命上十字架。
Before the foundation of the world, Christ knows that for you and for me, He will lay down His life, He will bleed, He will go to the cross.
这个是顺服在时间上面的学习。
And He obeyed the learning in time.
弟兄姊妹，你说我顺服一下子咬咬牙就过去了。
You say,
感谢赞美主，我都得了多少了。
You say that I will endure for a moment, and praise the Lord, I overcome.
但是有的时候要恒久忍耐。
But sometimes we need to endure eternally.
但是那个恒久啊，
persistently.
不管是多久，也没有办法与基督在时间上学的顺服相比。
But no matter how persistent you can be, it cannot be compared to what Christ has learned.
从创世之前他就长久忍耐。
Before the foundation of the world, he endured.
从程度上来讲，
from the point of view of level, yeah.
基督是存心顺服以至于死。
And Christ obeyed with full of his heart until death.
从内容上来讲，
and from the point of view of content,
他是祷告说，父啊，尚若可行，求你叫这杯离开我。
And he prayed,
然而不是照我的意思，乃是照你的意思。
He prayed that, Father, if possible, remove the cup from me, but not by my will, but by your will.
在马太福音里面三次的祷告。
And three times in Matthew it mentions this prayer.
这是多么苦的杯。
What a bitter cup this is.
父向他仰脸不看。
And the Father turned his face away.
所以在希伯来书五章八十九节会告诉我们，他虽然为儿子，还是因所受的苦难学了顺从，他既得以完全，就为凡顺从他的人成了永远得救的根源。
In Hebrews chapter 5 verse 8, though he was a son, yet he learned obedience by the things which he suffered, and having been perfected, he became the author of eternal salvation to all who obey him.
在第二章的末尾，
At the end of chapter 2,
同样的，又看到我们的主所做的。
We also see what our Lord did.
在这里讲到说，我们做仆人的要存敬畏的心顺服主人。
It says that as servants, you have to fear your master.
啊，不要顺。不但顺服那温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。
And not just submit to the good ones, but the harsh ones also.
那下面就告诉我们，二十一节，你们蒙召原是为此。
For this you are called in verse
21. 但你们若因二十节说，你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐。在神看来是可喜悦的。
Verse 20, what credit is it if when you were beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God.
21节说，你们蒙召原是为此。
Verse 21, for to this you were called.
下面说，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟从他的脚中行。
Because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps.
下面就一直在讲，他被挂在木头上，亲身担当我们的罪。
And then it says he was hung on a tree, he bore our sins.
使我们既在罪上死，就可以在义上活。
So that we're died to sin and alive unto righteousness.
二十五节说，你们从前好像迷路的羊。如今却归到你们魂的牧人监督那里去。
Verse 25, for you were like sheep going astray, but have now returned to the shepherd and overseers of your souls.
我们一直这样看下去的时候，
if we continue looking at it this way,
弟兄姊妹，我们就看到三章十八节的时候，
and when we get to 3:18,
说因基督也曾一次为罪受苦。就是义的代替不义的，为要引我们到神面前。
For Christ also suffered once for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God.
因着这一个人的顺服而成全了神的旨意。
For this obedience of one person, he fulfilled the will of the Lord.
他为我们 走开了这一条路。
He opened this path for us.
也叫我们今天这些跟从他的人有目可走。
That he gave us a way for those of us who follow him a path to walk today.
这条是顺服的道路。
And this is the path of obedience.
这条是我们在神面前要学习。
And this is what we need to learn before our God.
所以在顺服的学习上面。
So at matter of obedience,
我们真是在神面前需要好好的面对，不要逃避。
We really need to face it, but don't run away from it.
达比在那本《基督是我们的满足》啊，那本书里面，有一课是讲到顺服。
So and Darby he wrote in his book Pilgrim Portions, and he spoke of this obedience.
他说，我的意志在神的威严前。若不完全被破碎，我在神面前的光景就不算是对。
Until the will has been crushed in the presence of the majesty of God, there cannot be a right state before God.
我们这个人的意志是我们魂里面很重要的一部分。
And our mind, our dedication is a very important part of our soul.
多少时候我们看到，哎呀，这个姊妹啊。真是非常温柔啊。
How many times we see a sister so kind, so gentle.
当你把她娶到家里以后啊，你发现外面温柔，里面刚硬啊。
As soon as you marry her home, you find that she's soft on the outside but hard on the inside.
你要叫她改变啊，比登天还难呢。
And it's harder to, it's impossible for her to change.
我们的意志啊，实在是不得了啊。
Our dedication, our mind is so strong.
他说，如果我的意志在神的威严前，若不完全被破碎，我在神面前的光景就不算是对。
Until our will has been crushed in the presence of God, we cannot be right.
他说，什么时候我任意行事，什么时候我就得罪了神因基督宝血所当受尊敬的主权。
Whenever I act in my own will in anything.I am running God of his own title through the blood of Christ.
我们多少时候任由是
啊? How many times we act on our own?
我们说我想干什么就干什么。
Whatever I will do.
啊,我们这是加拿大是最自由的,比美国还自由的。
This is Canada, it's more free than the States.
这里告诉我们,我们什么时候任由行,我们就得罪了神,因基督宝血所当受尊重的主权。
Whenever I act in my own will in anything, I'm running God of his own title through the blood of Christ.
他说一个人如果与主同行。
If the soul walks with God,
他说他的心灵就不刚硬而是顺服的。除了顺服的灵再没有别的灵那样柔软。那么容易响应神的每一个感觉，这样的灵把情感里的记忆抽出来，而又不毁掉情感，这是一件很宝贵的事。
It is not hard, but the soul is not hard, but it is submissive, and there is no softer spirit, nor one which is more susceptible of every feeling than submission.But then it takes the will out of the affections without destroying them, and that is very precious.
说这样的灵把情感里的记忆抽出来，而又不毁掉情感，这是一件宝贵的事情。
The spirit takes out the will out of the affection without destroying them.
我们的主是那样的顺服。
Our Lord is so submissive.
我们都知道主在地上的时候他最爱去的地方不是温哥华是伯大尼亚。
We know that while he was on earth, our Lord likes to go to Bethany.
你知道他所最爱的就是马大、玛利亚、拉撒路这个姐弟们。
Martha, Mary and Lazarus are the most loved.
弟兄姊妹你有没有想到当有人告诉主说你所爱的人病了的时候
Do you think that when someone tells the Lord that the one you love is ill?
我相信主马上他心就飞跑要去那里啊。
I believe that the heart of the Lord jumps up right away and wants to go.
但是没有。
But he didn't.
他还在原处住了两天。
He remained in the same place for two more days.
因为他还没有得到父的命令。
Because he has not yet received the commandment of the Father.
他是一个做仆人的。
He is a servant.
他没有得到命令以前，他安静等候，不再前去。
Before he received the commandment, he waited quietly without moving forward.
在地上他没有家。
And he has no home on earth.
如果他有的话,
if he has one, it would be Bethany.
这是他所最爱的。
That's what he loves the most.
结果他去的时候，他所爱的人已经臭了。
So by the time he gets there, the one he loves stinks.
所以耶稣哭嘛。
So Jesus wept.
他实在爱他。
He loved him much.
他可以不让他死。
He could not, he has the ability to not let him die.
但他是父的仆人。
But he's the bond servant of the Father.
他没有自由。
He does not have his own freedom.
他存心顺服，以至于死。
He was obeying all the way until death.
弟兄姊妹，当我们这样来学习顺服的功课的时候
，If we learn the lesson of obedience this way,
弟兄姊妹，我们实在看到。顺服带出来多么美丽的榜样。
And we see such beautiful example of obedience.
不知道要讲多少话。当我们看到主在人身上所做的美丽的事情的时候
When we see the beautiful work of our Lord on us.
后面要讲到做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
And later on it speaks, wives be submissive to the husbands.
也讲到做丈夫的如何要与妻子同住。
And how the husband will live with the wife.
一直也要讲到我们要不要以恶报恶，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福，因为你们是为此蒙召。
So that don't repay evil for evil and blasphemy for blasphemy, but you need to bless, for this is your calling.
上面又讲到基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当以受苦的心智当作兵器。
Because Christ has suffered in the flesh, you also need to have the mind of suffering as your armor.
最后讲到说万物的结局近了，所以你们要谨慎自守，警醒祷告。
At the end it says, the ending of all things are coming, so you need to be sovereign and watchful.
最后这里讲到亲爱的弟兄啊，在第四章十二节那里说，有火的试验临到你们，不要以为稀奇。
4:12, Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fierce trial that is to try you.
倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦。
But rejoice to the extent that you partake of Christ's suffering.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候可以得着欢喜快乐。
That when his glory is revealed, you may also be glad.
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的。
If you are reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you.
因为神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
For the spirit of glory of God and of God rests upon you.
弟兄姊妹，你有没有经历到神荣耀的灵常住在你们身上。
Have you experienced that the Spirit of glory rests upon you?
多少时候我们安排舒服的环境。
Many times we arrange for a comfortable situation.
就跟我一样。
It's like me.
但是我们今天看到我们要做主的仆人。
But we see today we need to be the bond servant of God.
有火炼的试验要临到我们。
A fiery trial that is going to come upon us.
为的是什么?
What is the purpose?
为的是当耶稣基督的显现的时候，我们在他面前得着尊贵、荣耀、称赞。
So that we can receive praise, honor, and glory at his revelation.
而且当我们真是与基督一同受苦的时候，
And when we suffer, when we partake Christ's suffering,
你们若为基督的名受辱骂，便是有福的。
And if you're reproached for the name of Christ, blessed are you.
因为有神荣耀的灵藏在你们身上。
So the spirit of glory and of God rests upon you.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters, have you experienced the spiritual spirit of glory of Christ on you?
我在郭弟兄的书房借了一本书，我看过的，这本书叫做《这女子中极美丽的》。
The book is called The Most Beautiful Women Among the Women.
这个是一个老姊妹，在上海的老姊妹。
And this is a testimony of an elderly sister in Shanghai.
她是在青海劳改过了30几年。
She was in the labor camp in the province of Qinghai for 30 years.
我有机会在99年的时候在上海见到她。
I have the opportunity to meet her in Shanghai in
1999. 这是一个那个时候已经70几岁的一个
And she was 70 years old back then.
她这本书里面告诉我们她的见证不多，因为她不太跟你讲她的故事。
And she doesn't have a lot of testimonies because she doesn't talk about herself much.
但是在上海，大家非常尊重她。
But at Shanghai, people respect her.
我看到她的时候，里面有说不出来的一种受吸引跟一种尊敬的心。
When I see her, I was drawn to her, was attracted to her.
我不知道你们有没有看到有一些弟兄姊妹，你里面有一这样的感觉。
I don't know if you see some brothers and sisters, you have the similar feeling.
我不能够形容我那个感觉。
I can't describe that feeling.
但我当读到彼得前书第四章的时候，我就发现这个叫做神荣耀的名。
When I read 1 Peter chapter 4, I realize it is the spirit of glory and of God rests upon her. Because all her life she followed the Lord and she chose the Lord. And she graduated at university in the
50s.
She was equipped in Shanghai to be a servant of God.
And from 58
for 38 years, she was in the labor camp. She was born to a very good family. Her father was a preacher in Europe.
她可以出国，但她说她要跟从主，主叫她留在中国。
And she could have went abroad, but she said that the Lord wanted her to stay in China to be a testimony. One of the testimonies I only know after reading this book. She was saved by grace at the age of 12. And she realized that the grace of God is so great. And she said she wanted to offer her best to the Lord.
你知道在北方的小女孩，她觉得一生最好的那一天是什么日子？You
know that in northern China, for a girl, what is her best day?
就是她做花轿的那个日子。It
is the day she's to be married.
所以她一生就没有结婚。So
she never married.
她说，在学校的里面，甚至在读神学的时候。 有多少很好的弟兄，但他心没有动过。She
said that throughout all these years, there's many good brothers, but her heart never moved.
因为她已经把那一天献给了她的主。Because
she offered that day to her Lord.
一生在主面前服侍，不知道多少人因她的服侍获得着机会。She
served the Lord throughout her life, and countless people were helped.
我们在这里，我们看到，当有人愿意拣选主、跟从主的时候，
we see that here if someone is willing to choose God to follow God.
你看到说，让他一生好像就凄凄惨惨的、孤孤单单的过吗？
You ask, does he live his life in pity and in loneliness?
但他告诉我们，当他给锁走的时候。
She also said that when she was taken away in handcuffs, and the word of the Lord came to her, she was filled with glory.
你看到那些历代殉道者的时候，他们殉道的时候不是凄凄凉凉的，而是荣耀的，而是喜乐的。
You see the martyrs throughout the ages when they are about to be killed, they're not pity and alone, they're in glory.
弟兄姊妹，今天有多少见证人在我们的跟前，叫我们向前走？
How many witnesses we see today causes us to go forward?
神荣耀的名常住在他们身上。
And the spirit of glory and of God rests upon her.
今天如果我们做一个跟从主的人，
If we are a follower of Christ,
我们的生活，我们要知道我们是寄居的。
In our lives, we need to know that we are sojourners.
我们在地上的日子，
Our lives on earth.
弟兄姊妹，主是一直在那里带领我们、看顾我们、引导我们。
And the Lord always and cares for us, lead us and guides us.
这里说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
It says, wives submissive to your own husbands.
这样，虽然，若有不信道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
That even if some do not obey the word, they without a word may be won by the conduct of their wives when they observe your chaste conduct accompanied by fear.
下面就讲到撒拉。
And later on it speaks of Sarah.
我们在这里看到的时候，我里面好像有一些的不明白。
And when we see this, we have some something that we don't understand.
好像说撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。
And Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的儿女。
Whose daughters you are, if you do good and are not afraid with any terror.
圣经里面后来记载撒拉的事情没有很多，就是最后记载他。阿伯拉罕他死了，然后把他埋葬。
Didn't speak of Sarah much in the Bible. It's just that after she died, Abraham buried him.
又记载他把夏甲和以撒玛利赶走的事情。
And that she cast out of Hagar and Ishmael.
那他这样的话，怎么能够说他在顺服丈夫的上面是个好榜样呢？
And how can we say that she is a good example of obeying her husband?
但圣经里面就是讲，撒拉。听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。
And it says Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
那我们就看，其实亚伯拉罕，你说，哎呀，他是信心之父啊。
And we say,
所以我的老公如果是亚伯拉罕，我一定听他。
We say that Abraham is the father of faith. So if he's my husband, of course I'll listen to him.
但如果你真实看看亚伯拉罕呢，他也没有什么好佩服的，
But
真是佩服的。
But if,
因为你这个。你从远处看呢、就佩服，你到家里的你就不佩服，因为他们是坏事，你都知道的。
But if you look at Abraham from afar, you say okay he's good, but as soon as you go into the family, you realize he's just an evildoer.
因为他也有很多叫撒拉不佩服的地方。
And there are many things that Sarah does not respect him.
神叫他去神所指示的地方，他到哈兰就不走了。
And God appointed him to go to a place, he stopped at Haran.
神叫他离开父家，结果他拽着他这个侄儿罗德也不肯放。
And God called him to leave his father, the household of his father, he dragged Lot along.
神把迦南地给他，结果他去了埃及。
And God gave him the land of Canaan, he went to Egypt.
撒拉明明是他的妻子，人家就说她是我的妹子。
Sarah was his wife, and he said that this is my sister.
不是一次还是两次、啊、
And it's not once but twice.
而且还有听撒拉的话，娶了夏甲做他的小老婆、然后生了以撒玛利，又听了他的话，把他们赶走。
And he also listened to Sarah to marry to take Hagar and bear Ishmael, and then cast them out.
从人来讲，好像他也找出很多的毛病啊。
From the point of view of a man, he has many problems.
我发现可能你们在你们的丈夫面前好像找不到那么多毛病。
I see that your wives don't find this many problems in your husband.
但是神说，撒拉听从亚伯拉罕，称他为主。
But God said Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord.
然后他说，撒拉是一个顺服的榜样。
And he said Sarah is an example of obedience.
可能有一个原因啊，你们不需要同意我这样的解释。
Perhaps there's a reason you don't have to agree with me.
亚伯拉罕这称为信心之父，最重要的是什么？
Abraham is called the father of faith. What is the most important point?
是因为献以撒。
He offered Isaac.
有人一直告诉我们说，亚伯拉罕献以撒的时候，撒拉根本就不晓得。
And some say, when Abraham offered Isaac, Sarah doesn't even know.
但我觉得当时他们住的那个帐篷啊，很小啊，比我们这个火车的房间小很多。
But I think that, you know, back then the tent that they live in is so small, smaller than our hotel rooms.
这个很多时候啊，我太太讲啊，说我这个大拇指动一动，她就知道我在想什么。
Sometimes my own wife says that if I move my thumb, she will know what I'm thinking.
所以这么大件的事情啊，你说是亚伯拉罕瞒得了撒拉？
Such a big thing, how can Abraham keep that away from Sarah?
如果撒拉在神面前这样给神纪念的话，
And if Sarah is remembered by the Lord in such a way,
我个人的相信啊，
Personally, I believe,
这是指着他让亚伯拉罕献以撒。
And that is pointed to that she allowed Abraham to offer Isaac.
这个是没有圣经的根据，没有这样解释啊，所以你们不一定要信我这样讲。
And there is no biblical reference to this, so you don't have to believe me.
但是我实在觉得，撒拉这样蒙神纪念，是应该在献以撒的事情上面，他学了圣父的功课。
Sarah was remembered in this way is because she learned the lesson of obedience on the matter of offering Isaac.
和你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩。
Husband likewise,
所以要敬重他。
Dwell with them with understanding, give honor to the wife as to the weaker vessel, as being heir together of the grace of life, that your prayer may not be hindered.
这样便叫你们祷告没有阻碍。
That your prayers may not be hindered.
做丈夫的，你知道你妻子的光景。
Husband, you know the conditions of your wife.
你不要忽略她，你要敬重她。
Do not ignore her, but give honor to the wife.
因为她比你软弱
，because she is a weaker vessel.
她看到老鼠会跳到桌子上去， was, 所以你要保护她，照顾她。
As soon as she see a mouse, she will jump to the table, so you need to protect her.
而且这里说，她与你一同承受生命之恩。
And it says, and you together being heirs of grace of life.
你要活在光的底下。
You need to live under the light.
你蒙恩。他也蒙恩。
And you receive grace, so did she.
他蒙恩，你也蒙恩。
And if she received grace, so will you.
如果他不蒙恩，那你能不能够蒙恩？
If she does not receive grace, will you?
如果一个不能承受生命的恩典，两个人就不能一同承受生命的恩典。
If one cannot hold grace of life,And then two of you cannot hold it together.
你叫我们看到这个合一的事实，这个联合的事实。
The Lord led us to see this unity.
不再是两个人。
No longer it is two persons.
是一个。
But one.
一个分子出了问题，整个都出了问题。
If one has a problem, then the whole has a problem.
所以你要看重你的妻子，敬重你的妻子。
So give honor to your wife.
不能说我是头，你是脖子，我在你上边。
You can't say I'm the head, you're in the neck, I'm above you.
我不用管你。
I don't want to care for you.
如果你这样的话，你在神面前祷告就有难处。
And if you do it in this way, your prayer before the Lord
祷告就不能够达到宝座的跟前。
Will be hindered, you cannot reach to the throne.
丈夫不要跟妻子过不去。
Husband, do not quarrel with your wife.
以致在承受神的应许的祝福上有失。
So that you will have loss in a matter of holding the grace of life.
当人顺服在神权柄的底下，神所要做的都能够成就。
Of course, submit under the authority of God, everything God wills will be fulfilled.
三章第八节说，总而言之啊。
3:8 it says, finally.
你们都要同心，彼此体恤，相爱如弟兄，存怜悯谦卑的心， 不要以恶报恶，要以辱骂，以辱骂还辱骂，倒要祝福。
All of you being of one mind, having compassion for one another, love as brothers, be tender-hearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the courtesy, contrary, blessing.
神要我们借着顺服的操练，实际的脱离旧造，进入新造。
And God wants to practice that we will leave the old creation and enter into the new creation.
第三章第九节说，因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。
And 3:9 it says, knowing that you were called for this, that you may inherit a blessing.
原来我们是没有这样的条件，但神选召了我们，不单只叫我们罪得赦免，得永生。还要说你们要把咒诅变成祝福。
We were not qualifying persons, but God gave us this condition, and He allows us to not return evil for evil.
所以你们可以忍受人的误会，但你们必须把恩典从你们身上流出去，因为你们是为此而蒙召的。
And you can
你们可以忍受人的误会，
you can endure the misunderstanding of man.
但你们必须把恩典从你们身上流出去，因为你们是为此而蒙召的。
But you must allow grace to flow out of you because for this you were called.
所以你们要学习顺服的功课。
You need to learn the lesson of obedience.
你的眼睛不可以只看今生，没有看到永远。
Your eyes cannot just look at this present life but not eternity.
因为如果你没有看到神应许那荣耀丰富的那个应许，你就没有办法过这样的生活。
Because if you do not see the abundant promise, you cannot live this life.
所以我们在主面前的学习。
So this learning before the Lord.
我们在火炼当中经过，能够夸胜。
If we went through a test of fire and we can boast.
我们做基督徒能够为主受苦。你觉得是一件喜乐的事情，为什么呢？
And you can suffer and count it as a joyful thing. Why?
这里讲到我们为什么受苦。
It says here, why do we suffer?
我们如果我们知道我们受苦的原因，
If we know the reasons of our suffering,
是因为我们站在主这边而受苦。
It's because we stand on the side of the Lord.
不是因为犯罪受苦。
And not because we sin.
我们受苦的结果是什么？
What is the result of our sufferings?
我们乃是与基督一同受苦。基督的经历会成为我们的经历。
We partake Christ's suffering, and His experience becomes ours.
主的话很清楚地告诉我们，在哥林多前书十章十三节告诉我们。
In 1 Corinthians 10:10 it says.
说你们所遇十章第十三节，
10:13.
说你们所遇的试探，无非是人所能受的。神是信实的，必不叫你们受的试探过于你们所能的。在受试探的时候，总给你们开一条出路，叫你们能够忍受得住。
No temptation has overtaken you exceed such as is common to man, but God is faithful. He will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
我们看到当保罗殉道的时候，
and we see that when Paul is martyred,
好像神没有拯救他脱离那个环境。
It seems that God did not take him out of that environment.
但是神拯救他脱离心思上的困扰。
But God saved him from the trouble of the mind.
没有叫他感觉这是他所难承担的。
And Paul didn't think that this is beyond that what he can bear.
所以在提摩太后书四章第七节第八节。
So that,
保罗说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
So Second Timothy Paul said, I've fought the good fight and I have kept the faith, and from now on there will be a crown of righteousness reserved in heaven for me.
弟兄姊妹，今天我们在地上要怎么样过跟从主的生活？
How can we live a life today to follow the Lord?
弟兄姊妹，我们要知道我们是寄居的，我们是客旅。
Brothers and sisters, we need to know that we're sojourners and pilgrims. We do not
belong to the world. 我们看到我们的盼望是在主那里。
We need to see that our hope is at the Lord.
所以地上 发生的任何的事情不能够摇动我们要主拣选主的心志。
So no matter what happens on earth cannot shaken our desire, dedication to choose our God.
我们所受的这一点点的试验
this little temptation that we're enduring,
我们可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞荣耀尊贵。
And that you will receive praise, honor, and glory at the revelation of Jesus Christ.
当我们真正跟从主的时候
when we truly follow our Lord,
主的话是那样的信实
the word of the Lord is so faithful,
是那样的清楚
is so clear.
在最后在第五章第七节他们也告诉我
in 5:7 it says,
说你们要将一切的忧虑卸给我因为他顾念你们。
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
弟兄姊妹，神对你说，他顾念我们。我们有了这句话，我们还怕什么？
And God, our God says he cares for us, for you. What else can we be afraid of?
所以我们所要的，就是务要谨守警醒。
So be sober and be vigilant.
所以当我们一同来学习跟从主的时候
So when we learn to follow the Lord together
弟兄姊妹我们看到主给我们这全备的救恩
And we see this full and complete salvation
今天我们看到我们要的乃是让我们的主的救恩达到我们整个的魂
And what today we need to see is for the salvation of our Lord to reach to our whole soul
叫我们整个的心让基督因为我们的信让基督在我们里面做主
Because of faith, Christ Jesus can reign in our heart.
叫我们看到我们的地位
And we can see our position.
我们是君尊的祭司我们是圣洁的国度我们是属神的子民我们是被拣选的
We're a royal priesthood, a holy nation, we're the chosen people.
我们的责任乃是要宣那召我们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Our responsibility is to proclaim the praises of Him who called us out of darkness and into His marvelous light.
我们的生活是要站在主这边。
Our life is to stand on the Lord's side.
我们要知道我们是寄居的，我们是客旅。
We need to know that we're sojourners and pilgrims.
我们的指望在主那里。
Our hope is at the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，做基督徒不是很难的。
Brothers and sisters, it's not hard to be a Christian.
过得胜的基督徒更不是很难的。
And be an overcoming Christian is even not harder.
只要你肯站在主这边。
As long as you're willing to stand on the Lord's side, He will take full responsibility.
主把喜乐、把平安、把满足、把荣耀、把尊贵、把称赞给我们。
He gives you peace, joy, rest, glory, and honor to us.
但愿我们听到主的呼召。
And when we call, when we heard His calling,
我们知道我们是为此蒙召，我们也为此来为主而活。
We know that for this we are called, and also to this we live.
叫我们在地上能够唱凯歌，过得胜的生活。
So that on earth we can sing glorious songs, victory songs.
满足主的心
，and to satisfy the hearts of the Lord.
让主的见证在这块土地上，在这个时刻。
That the testimony of our Lord can be revealed here now.
亘古以来，神所期待的。
From the ages that God has longed.
但愿今天在我们当中得到。
And hopefully that we can obtain this today.
到他能够真正的，他的见证，他的帐幕，他的家，在我们当中。
That his testimony, that his tabernacle, that his house.Can be among us.
愿荣耀归给神。
And may glory be to our God.
主，我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
你是信实的，你是公义的。
For you are faithful and righteousness.
你是满有恩典跟怜悯的神。
Lord, you are a mercy and grace God.
今天我们蒙恩的一群人在你的跟前。
Lord, of us who received mercy.
我们是何等的喜乐，何等的满足。
And we're so joyful and rejoicing.
因为你。负我们完全的责任
Lord, you take full responsibility of us.
叫我们不要忧虑
You called us not to worry.
你把那荣耀的盼望放在我们的跟前
You've placed in front of us that glorious hope.
你圣灵在我们里面已经重生了我们
And the Holy Spirit in us has reborn us.
而且你的圣灵要叫耶稣基督的生命 性情充满在我们整个人的心思意念里面。
And the Holy Spirit will enable and the character, the life of Christ Jesus to be filled in us.
叫我们活在地上，我们实在知道。我们是客旅，我们是寄居的，我们不属于这个世界。
That when we live here on earth, we will know that we're sojourners and pilgrims. We do not belong to this world.
永远的盼望在我们的前面。
That we have a glorious hope in front of us.
复活的生命在我们的里面。
That the resurrected life is in us.
圣灵的恩膏常与我们同在。
That the anointing of the Holy Spirit is in us.
愿你提升我们的灵。
Lord, lift up our spirit.
提升我们的悟性
and lifted up our understanding,
叫我们不再做糊涂人，叫我们明白你的旨意。
So that we no longer live in vain, that we will know your will.
叫我们在这弯曲背逆的时代，主为你做美好的见证。
That at this wicked generation, we will be your testimony.
祝福你自己的话
and bless your own words.
祝福你自己的见证
and bless your own testimony.
与神的众儿女同在
and be with the children of God.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.